there are things that the president could not say to some people in ZANU-PF. And he somewhat used his wife to convey the message. Because if you listen to her, she is speaking and chastising members of different, what are perceived to be members of different factions. But my analysis is that she is being used. Maybe she started off being used by one faction, but the other faction saw that it could lose out, so it joined in. So now she's not belonging to any faction, per se. She's someone who is just pursuing her own ambitions, which most people could be actually belittling, looking down upon that. Maybe she's only looking forward to being the women's league leader. But I suppose she's launching her presidential ambition.
So, but do you think that she can actually go as far as that?
I do not think so. From what I've listened, she doesn't seem that much gifted in terms of really inspiring confidence from even members of her political party to really entrust her with that kind of high office. And in all honesty, I think we have seen it from the vice president. That when the man is not to mean it in any bad taste, but when the man is the one that is a politician or has more stake in politics, when they depart from this earth, the wife usually suffers because the political fortunes usually go with the husband. So I suppose it's the same case with Grace Mugabe as well. Looking at the age of the president and looking at his role maybe moving forward, Grace might not have any muscle going forward. I think she might just end at being just the Women's League chairman.
Now, Mr. Dube, don't you think that President Robert Mugabe may be losing control of the party here? Is he in control?
I think he's in total control. But, you know, Mugabe, if he lost control, he lost it long back. He's being controlled. Actually, I think he's being used by different people. His legacy is used by many people in ZANU-PF.